We got equipment here that actually flays the flesh off the backbone, and then a moving trim line, and then we have what we call a pin boner. And everybody knows what pin bones are on fish, you know, those things you hate to kick out of your fish at home.
Mike Erickson shows off the salmon filleting equipment at Alaska Glacier Seafoods in Juneau. His plant just cleaned up from processing crab and is waiting for the halibut, shrimp, and other seafood seasons.
Our markets, a lot of our markets are fresh. And the fact is, it's cheaper for me to do a fresh fish than it is a frozen, but I'll get less for a frozen than I will a fresh.
Right.
So the math of it is, you know what, if you can do it fresh, do it.
Erickson's plant near Juneau's ferry terminal is one stop in the South Carolina Shrimpers 5-day tour. Also on the agenda, a visit to Petersburg's cold storage plant, comparing notes with Southeast Shrimpers, and meetings with trade associations and the governor's fisheries advisor. Amber Von Harten of South Carolina's Sea Grant Extension Program leads the delegation.
Our shrimp fishery in our state is kind of struggling to make ends meet, and so we're here to kind of learn some new innovative ways to keep the industry alive through direct marketing, looking at different processing, freezing technology, and also get some insight on some organizational building and leadership skills as well to help get them inspired to rebuild the industry back home.
She says about 500 permit holders used to fish off South Carolina shores. Now it's down to fewer than 100. That's in part due to stiff competition from overseas shrimp farms. Greg Fisk, who works with Alaska's Sea Grant Marine Advisory Program, says that sounds familiar.
The situation that these shrimpers are facing is very much what our salmon fishermen faced because of farm salmon. Cost price squeeze and big flood of product into the market. So we're talking about organizational issues, marketing, but we're also learning a lot from these guys too.
South Carolina shrimpers lack sizable processing plants. They ship most of their catch to large out-of-state factories, increasing costs and cutting their share of the profits. That's why they're interested in Juneau's Glacier Seafoods and Petersburg's cold storage, both larger than anything they have back home. Mark Smith fishes commercially and does small-scale processing.
I think we need to expand and expand our market to fresh, local seafood because it tastes better.
How are you selling it now?
Right now I have a retail market and I have 10 or 12 wholesale buyers. And it moves about 75% of the product. And what we don't move, we sit in the freezer and then we have to sit on that money, of course. You know, and sitting on money is not always good.
They're also interested in how Alaskans organize and win government support. Fisherman and processor Wayne Magwood heads up the State Shrimpers Association.
We're losing our infrastructure, our working waterfronts, and you need the support of the whole state. Try to get everybody to get organized and get together and go to legislators and try to get some support and maybe some money or to help the shrimpers to get back on their feet, to get back to where we should be.
In the Glacier Seafoods office above the processing plant, the discussion turns to keeping the product fresh. Alaskans and North Carolinians know the fresh market requires a quick turnaround from the ocean to the processor to the store or restaurant. But Fisk and Erickson say they know everyone doesn't get that message.
We're lucky down here that I think the fishermen are pretty well educated on
the
quality.
The fishermen are very educated.
Some other parts of the state that's not quite gotten there yet. And from what I hear you guys saying, not all your fishermen quite get the quality thing yet, right?
Well, the thing is with some of our fishermen, they try to hold the product so long to try to make their bottom line better.
Spend more time
fishing. Yeah, it's not that they mishandle the shrimp or mistreat the shrimp. It's just that they're trying to put in more time.
Smith says as a seller and small processor, he doesn't want anything that's been out of the water for more than 3 or 4 days. But he also remembers working the Gulf of Mexico, where boats would stay out 2 weeks and take heroic measures to keep their product cold. But the biggest challenge these days, Smith says, is sales.
20 or 30 years ago, we could go out there and catch as much shrimp as we wanted and had no problem selling it, moving it. These days, you know, we go out and catch the same amount of shrimp, and when you get to the dock, you're facing, am I going to sell my product? How long do I have to sit on this product? And, you know, the longer you sit on that product, it's not fresh anymore. And I hate putting old seafood in a freezer.
The South Carolina shrimpers are leaders in what's left of their industry. They say they'll take Alaska's lessons home in hopes of preserving a generation's old way of life. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.